Yes, Sandra. I just spoke a bit about business administration, which is in fact responsibility in the creation of health, wealth. And I'd like to give a bit of an example of the technologies that exist and have existed for a very long time. I referred to a program which existed a long time ago called Commence, but I think it's more important to think in terms of a technology called Framework, which was created by Ashton Tate in the past. And I'd like to elaborate how I see that that could happen, be applied as the Planting Paradise website, but also how ideally this would simply be the core of, say, every mobile phone which people have nowadays as that, as their personal digital assistant, as it used to be called, which is a means for communication, but also for coordinating activities with others, but also for optimizing how you do your activities, and also the capacity to prioritize what you do in your life with your life. So let me start with the simple mobile telephone that people have. In it, people have the agenda, they have their contact list, they have their to-do list, they will have their telephone call system. But what often fails in this kind of technology of the mobile phone is that these things are simply interconnected. These are separate applications, as they are called nowadays. So there's a calendar, there's a to-do list, there is a contact list, there is a telephone list. But now think of that the other way around. See that those are all aspects of what you do in your life. You are at the core of it. You connect to other people. So your contact list also has meaning to how you relate to those other people. Your agenda is how you plan your activities in the days, in the hours, in the years, in your lifetime. Your to-do list is a prioritization, conceptualization schema in which you can select when you might find time or create time to do things and with whom you would like to do that. And then, of course, you press a button, you connect to somebody and ask if they will participate in that. And once you have that understanding that all of these things are connected, of course you no longer have these separate applications, but you have one integrated program in which all of that comes together. That is a program which I used very long time ago, last they stopped making it. It was called Commence, and it was essentially a diary interface. And in that diary interface, you could get the overview of what you were doing. So in the agenda, you would specify what you're doing, which date, which time, which place, which rent, which rooms you might need to rent, or which rooms you had available for that. So immediately your actions were contextualized in locations. And that program was very flexible. You could adapt it so that it could work in very different manners, just as you needed it. But the standard program already had that philosophy, that from that first interface, you could plan your activities, could connect up with the people, you could call them, you could write them, you could send them an email. And all of that was chronicled or kept record of in that program Commence. It was created by Jensen Jones, and at the moment they only have an expensive for hire thing instead of the useful for everybody kind of version of it. The philosophy, however, is simple and direct. And the technology is also as straightforward. This is where I would like to go from the understanding of the program of Commence to the program of Framework created by Ashton Tate. And that was essentially a spreadsheet. And I need to put that right at the start, that this was a database but also a telephoning agenda interface. You could also make pictures, all of it in one program, all of it based on the idea of the spreadsheet, and most importantly with the understanding that you had one program in which all of these activities came together in the same technology. Not just that, but it was a very effective, compact, coherent technology with a very strong philosophy behind it, in which the understanding of how it all connects then comes in one integrated software. And that one integrated software is then, of course, the foundation, because if you have one technology in which all of these different aspects of what you're doing come together, then keeping track of it becomes very simple, because you have simply one software, let's say a spreadsheet program with a larger philosophy, and one database, so that you have the information together with a tool to be able to deal with it, to work it. It is that idea of Framework and the interface of Commence with that purpose of the personal digital assistant, which the mobile phone could be but is not that yet, which I have in mind for the Planting Paradise website. Essentially that there is one software, let's say a framework, Ashton Tate framework based data processor with an interface like that of Agenda, which immediately has connection to all of your contacts, all of your activities, all of your writings, all of your emails, all of your administration in one package. And then connect that to other people, that they have a same instrument, say an accountability or a management electronic software tool, and that from their tool they can connect up to your tool, that and this is where they can then go into the philosophy of a collaboration website, that you can share information with them, or you can have them access to look at information that you have. And these kind of website approaches are available in, say, Drupal, which is actually has the possibility for a networked system. Google has that. Take away the monopoly and you have something which is really nice. And as I mentioned before, what is necessary at this moment, as people stop thinking in terms of corporations with a money-driven monopoly, of monopoly money, into a collaboration idea of the sharing of health and wealth. And then everything turns around, and the foundation of society is no longer corporations but cooperations. Once you have that understanding, then everybody has their own, say, pocket computer. Everybody has the software by which they can connect up to everybody else. They have the capability to share information. You don't need super storage places, because if somebody has the information on their computer, anybody who seeks that information can download it on their computer. In fact, when you browse a website, what you see on the screen is already on your computer, so you already do have that information. The only thing that is needed is that you understand that when you share information, everybody gets the information. The information becomes multiplied. And that technology is all very simple, and I just needed to mentioned that because the philosophy behind it is so different. It is about you having your pocket tool with a spreadsheet calculation program, which can actually do your whole administration, everything. Just one program which can take care of all these parts of what you do in your life, how you administrate your and optimize your life, with the knowledge that everybody else has that program too. So the planting paradise concept of a collaboration tool is that everybody has that instrument in their pocket, and together everybody is a networked computer so that they can share information. I would now like to go to the more practical other side of the story, which is that once you understand the technology, it is also simple to realize what administration is about. Once you come back to that notion that administration is essentially the working with the spreadsheet, people don't know that all of the websites that they say that they see are based on that approach. There's a database plus a kind of technology by which you can explore the data in that database. But the administration practice is that you actually know what information is relevant, what information is important, and how you connect it. And this is where I would like to connect the philosophy of the spreadsheet to the practice of astrology. Astrology is, say, a personal digital assistant philosophy without specific input of data, without connecting to somebody in particular. It is the understanding that things are connected and that that connection is always based on people in a specific place, doing a specific action in a specific moment in time. Astrology looks at the general pattern of people, activities, circumstances, and timing. Because evidently, all that you do is not just what you're doing, but it's part of what everything else is doing around you as well, what everybody else is doing around you as well. The more you know what's going on in the world around you, the better you can understand when it is a proper time to do what you need to do. Astrology, of course, was a powerful tool in knowing when to sow the seeds so that the new plants could grow for a new harvest, for new food. So it was important to know where you are on the planet. Sorry. Also, which season you're in and what the season is doing. As you will know, we have the winter, the spring, the summer, the autumn. But actually, in each of these seasons, you have the winter of the winter, you have the spring of the winter, you have the autumn of the winter, and you have the summer of the winter, and so on. So there are rhythms within the rhythms, and astrology is very aware of the relationship between those rhythms in the specific environment, in the specific circumstance context. These contexts they call the houses, and the rhythms they call the zodiac cycle. And the more you understand that these rhythms are all decisive in what you do, the better you can understand that once you understand and know those rhythms, the more you will be able to, let's say, drive downhill as much as you can instead of driving uphill. Or if you have to go uphill, that your cart is empty, and when you're going down, when the cart is full, you can go downhill. It's all about knowing where the tides are, and of course this was very well known in sailing. Downhill would be going with the wind, uphill would be going against the wind. So if you know that your ship is laden, and then you find the seasonal winds to bring you to where you need to be. It is that kind of understanding that astrology adds to the understanding of the spreadsheet. I needed to add that because I wish to give a broader understanding of the use of the spreadsheet. In using the spreadsheet, it's not just putting information in rows and columns on different pages in different spreadsheets, and connect that to the idea of Ashton Tate's framework, that you can input telephone numbers, input people, input drawings, music, whatever, because these are all data clips which go into the database, and it's all a matter of how you connect them. The spreadsheet is the way by which you connect them. And then I come to the most practical and the most simple aspect of this all, what I described in the other story of business administration, which is actually about the responsibility of creating wealth and health, to this understanding that you actually work with the spreadsheet, and in the spreadsheet you create a diary of things which are meaningful so that you can connect them to other things that are meaningful, which you can then connect to other people who are meaningful for what you're doing, so that together you can do much more than alone. In a way, there is a tendency in society towards that, but there is as yet not an understanding of how to do it. And the principle of how to do it is very simple. So this is where I come to the much more practical aspect of this story, which is how to use a spreadsheet. It doesn't much matter which spreadsheet you use. I prefer framework for the simple reason that it is a very consistent logic and a coherence which other programs don't have in that way, because they don't have that philosophy. They still look at the manipulation of numbers instead of seeing that we connect data by our interactions to specific contexts for specific purposes. But that being so, you can take any spreadsheet and use a spreadsheet for any specific purpose you wish to do. So you can have spreadsheets, rows and columns, for people, so you can connect to names, to telephone numbers, to addresses. And so you have a row of names, a row of telephone numbers, a row of addresses, a row of house numbers. And in that sense, suddenly you can see that when you look at the people, you have one way of understanding the connectedness of the, say, for example, the people that you know, or the people who are also member of a group that you are part of. But likewise, you can see that there is a street with house numbers, and that actually all of these people are connected in that way, that they all share the same street as their living space. One of the projects in Planting Paradise is based on that notion, a bit different turnaround. That if you have a genealogy of your ancestry, your parents, their siblings, your siblings, and so on, that family line, of course, connects to your siblings having partners which are part of another family. So their family tree goes into the same family tree administration. And then you can see that all of the humans in humanity are part of that same family tree association. And in that sense, that your contact list in your agenda, it's just part of that very much larger contact list of all people, how they relate to each other. And that we all connect to each other, that we are all family in a very literal sense, and that we can all get to know each other and learn from each other, learn with each other. The spreadsheet helps to understand that such things are the case. The spreadsheets make it possible to get out of a specific mindset, to look at it in a different way. And there are very powerful techniques which have been identified in spreadsheets, so you can look at it from say the names perspective, or the number perspective, or the attached information perspective. But you can also understand that it is a database in which everybody is connected. And once you see that you can sort the table differently, or there is this technique called the pivot table, that you can actually look at it from another outsider perspective, then through the use of a spreadsheet, you can open your mind to a different understanding of things going on. And now I come to the real practical aspect of it all. Once you start to use spreadsheets for what you do, and again, the Jensen Jones comments and the Ashton Tate framework help to see much better what is possible in that manner, then by putting things in spreadsheets, you start to learn to connect ideas in a different way. It is a bit as what I discovered when I started to do photography. Not just that I afterwards could look back at what I had been seeing or could have been seeing, but also it made me much more aware of situations. I was looking, so to say, for photographic moments or photographic instances. I was scanning for photographic opportunities, and in that sense I became much more aware of what was going on around me. And flashes of visual insights, being able to look at something which a landscape coming by which tends to put people asleep, and suddenly these photographic approaches waking up the perception again of seeing the marvels of what can be seen out there, breaking the hypnotic spell and coming back to other realizations. And it is in that way that spreadsheets can do the same. Spreadsheets themselves can be drudgy, become hypnotic, they can sort of block your consciousness awareness. But when you start to play with them, when you start to, people would say, fool around with them, you become aware of different relationships. You start to see things that you haven't seen before. And a very simple approach, of course, is, say, a household spreadsheet. How you live in a house, you live with people, you have neighbors, you have groceries coming in and out, you have days that the garbage is being collected. Those wonderful people who are giving a new purpose to whatever you are not using anymore. And through the spreadsheet, you can then look into all of those connections that you have to your household. Yes, it starts with simply accounting of what did you buy and how much did it cost. But then you can add to that, what purpose did you give it? Which other people came to enjoy that? Those other people, what other kind of activities are you doing with them? So you're no longer having just the spreadsheet of your household finance accounting, but suddenly you connect it to your agenda of the people you like to see, the people you'd like to see again, the people that you go to if you have questions. And in that spreadsheet, you can then log the kind of interactions that you had with them. So in the contacts, there will be the professional consultants that you have, your dentist, your family doctor, and other people, the accountant, the tax advisor. There are a number of professional advisors that you have in your life, for the simple reason that what you know is not complete enough for some of the things that you might like to do. Or they might have interesting ideas of how to do things better or more neatly. If you ask them, they might even have ideas on which other people you might like to do that with. So then the spreadsheet helps you unfold more and more perspectives on what you're actually doing. But it simply starts with getting any computer device, you can even do it on paper, and any calculating device, you can even use an abacus, and combine that in that idea of the spreadsheet. The spreadsheet, which we have nowadays, is much more easy. It combines a lot of these techniques already. It has been thought through in very many different manners. A lot of experience and insight are already at your disposition in it. And once you start to simply keep track of your expenses in your household, for your travel, for your gifts, for your relatives, and also add to those spreadsheets who is the one you're interacting with at that moment. Then you find that there is a page for the days and the dates and the activities that you have in it. There are these flashpoint moments of transactions of money, which is the interactions is two-dimensional and the transactions are one-dimensional, so they go on a different page. People having their own lives are pivots in their own reality. They are zero-dimensional. They're on another page yet again. And you start to learn how to make use of these spreadsheet devices as a tool to help you see more of what otherwise would simply escape you. And once you start to talk about it with yourself and with others, you can see that a lot of what happens in the spreadsheet is repeating itself. And as I mentioned before, that's where astrology comes in. You can actually select which moments are more suitable for specific actions. And then you can see that there is that interplay between, let's say, body, mind, soul, and spirit, or how the actions that you have, the intent that you have, the purpose that you have, and the result that comes out of that. That by this spreadsheet technique, you have a front window on your car, you have side mirrors, you have rear mirrors, and you can actually look what happens inside of the car, so that you can operate and structure your life in a much more consistent manner. And what's intriguing is that by using the spreadsheet for this purpose, first you will need to sort of get used to that idea, and then you'll find that there's a resistance because you have to adapt yourself to the tool. The tool cannot adapt to you because computers don't do that. They can't do that. They don't have freedom of choice. They can't learn. AI pretends that it does, but it does not. It just repeats what you've been doing. But that's what you do too. When you start to learn to use a spreadsheet, you become more and more proficient with it. And at some point, you'll discover that using spreadsheet pulls your mind at a higher level. You transcend the spreadsheet. In a way, the working with spreadsheet, the trudgingly putting the information in the spreadsheet, then connecting it in the spreadsheet, then looking at the relationships, the patterns in the spreadsheet, helps you come to a mindset where what you're doing in the spreadsheet actually starts to operate in your life. You start to see the better moments for taking the decisions. You have a better intuition for which people to connect up with, which not. And then you also get a better understanding of what kind of activities would be best prioritized in which manner, with which people, at which circumstances, what times. So that by the use of the spreadsheet, a part of your mind wakes up, which can consistently look at the larger perspective. In that sense, you could simply say that the spreadsheet is a tool for meditation or a mystic training technique for achieving higher awareness.